Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 104, Mayberry Days 2010. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by and get a CD, DVD. They got prints from the 50th anniversary, all kinds of great things for any Andy Griffith Show fan. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you. Tonight's episode, executive producer is David Morris. David, hey, thanks, man. We really appreciate your support. Oh, hey, everybody. I'm your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, Alan Newsom. Good to have you with us. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. Oh, me. I had a lot of trouble getting it started tonight. Hey, just so you'll know, David Morris that I mentioned is Ernest T's son, Ernest T. Bass. It's Howard Morris's son. So, David, I really do appreciate your support. And I'll be telling you some stuff about David in a few minutes. But tonight we're going to talk about Mayberry Days 2010. Oh, man, it was a great, great weekend. And I don't want to rub it into all you guys that weren't able to attend. But wow, it was big. And, you know, I don't even know, big may not be the word for it, you know, but the crowds were large. The folks were friendly all over Mount Airy, North Carolina, and the kickoff of the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. Wow. What a great weekend. I wish you could have been there. I know you wish you could have been there. If you're listening to this podcast, you're as big of a Mayberry fan as I am. And it's just a very, very special weekend there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So, just so you'll know, and I'm sure most of you do, October 3rd, 2010, which at the time I'm recording this was yesterday, marks the 50th anniversary of the airing of the first episode of the Andy Griffith Show. And Mayberry Days in Mount Airy celebrated or kicked off that celebration with their Mayberry event, Mayberry Days, just a weekend ago. And It was an amazing, amazing weekend. We had a great time, and we're gonna bring in a little early tonight. I'm gonna do some voicemails that we got, because we got a couple of voicemails talking about it, and then I'm gonna talk more about it with just me rambling. But I believe you guys are gonna enjoy hearing from some other fans that attended Mayberry Days. We've got some voicemail. I've got email feedback that I've gotten, and I'm gonna share those with you as well. So let's just get straight into that. Our first one is coming right up. So here it is.
Alan or Floyd, whoever I'm talking to now, I made it to the Mayberry Days 2010. I thoroughly enjoyed what you had to say. I found out by your podcast, and I'm loving it. This is Tom from the Penny Pension Barney Club in Lincoln, Illinois. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Tom. Hey, thanks for calling in, and we really appreciate that. The Penny Pitching Barney Club. That's hard to say. No wonder he had a hard time. That's Tom from Lincoln, Illinois. Hey, yeah, he told me he's listening to the podcast, and I want to thank you for that. Glad you got to come to Mayberry Days, and I really hope you enjoyed it as much as everybody else. I know this next one is from Phil, and it's a little longer. And Phil, he actually, I think he was actually listening to the podcast driving up. So here's Phil. Let's hear from him.
Hey, Alan. This is Phil in Fayette, North Carolina, calling. Just back from attending Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. And I'm sure you know, but I can't even begin to describe what a great time I had. I tell you, it's just such a great feeling to be part of the festival and be amongst so many fans of tags. And the only way to describe it to anybody that's never been is just tell them that you have to experience for yourself, because you just really can't put it in words. But anyway, I had the pleasure of speaking with you and both Jeff Branch, of course Howard, inside the Snappy Lunch on Friday morning. It was just before the mayor's proclamation. Got a great picture with you guys, and I realized afterwards that I didn't even introduce myself, but I was the guy that told you that I'd listened to the podcast all the way up to Mount Airy, and you had joked about probably falling asleep while I was doing it, but no, I really enjoyed the podcast. But anyway, it was just a great weekend all the way around, and made some new tag friends, and of course got a thrill out of speaking with all the celebrity guests as well as the impersonators. And I got to tell you, all you impersonators just do a great job, and I really get a kick out of seeing y'all perform. Right now, I tell you, I just feel like Mr. Tucker did after Gomer and Goober fixed his car and got it running again, and I just wasn't in any hurry to leave Mayberry. But you take care of yourself and tell everyone I said hey. Take care, buddy.
Well, hey to Phil. Phil, man, thank you also for calling. Well, you had a great time at Mayberry Days. If you haven't ever been, Mayberry Days kicks off on Thursday with a golf tournament. And the golf tournament is absolutely wonderful. It's a lot of fun for the golfers. It's just a laid-back time there. And then there, it's followed that evening by an awards banquet. And all of the cast members, pretty much, sometimes some of them hadn't made it in, but the cast members that are there or present, they're at the awards banquet, and they perform. Some of them do. Like this year, Leroy McNeese from the Country Boys, he sang a little bit. We had, we had Elvis singing. We had all kinds of things going on. So then the next day, we jump right into that morning, on Friday morning, the Mayor's Proclamation. And, wow, this year the Mayor's Proclamation was a real treat. The mayor, we have a new mayor there in Mount Airy this year, and she was also the Potato Queen. So if you didn't see that, that was a sight. She came out as the mayor very nicely dressed, nice suit dress, skirt, you know, the skirt, but a nice suit, lady suit. And she went backstage, and a few minutes later, we introduced the Potato Queen for Mayberry Days, and out came the mayor, a very attractive lady, with a, I don't know how to describe it, a potato bucket. If you've ever seen one of those, they're like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's a basket, like maybe you could throw a basketball into. It's about that size, and they're large strips of very thin wood that make the bottom and sides. Anyway, she had that on her head and had potatoes sticking on it like it was a crown. So that was, she's a great lady because, wow, you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself to show up in your own town. You know, I dress up like Floyd and go around, but I don't do it a whole lot in my hometown, you know. But to go to be in your own hometown there and the mayor and be out there dressed up like the Potato Queen, she's a great sport, and we really appreciated her. All the cast members were able to appear there and be recognized. We had two new cast members that hadn't been before. We had Margaret Carey, who was Tinkerbell. She was Tinkerbell, the model for Tinkerbell, but she was Helen Scobie on the Andy Griffith Show. And we also had Ronnie Schell, who was Duke Slater, Corporal Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, but he also played on the Andy Griffith Show on a couple of episodes as well. So they were both there and got the keys to the city at the Mayor's Proclamation. And then that was followed up later in the day then by the Doug Dillard Band concert, and Maggie Peterson was a part of that as well. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of folks enjoyed that. She came out and sang with them. And that's just a great event. She got a standing ovation from the audience as one of her performances when she sang Salty Dog or There's a Time. I believe it was There's a Time. Folks, those are just things you just don't get to see very often. And it's worth going to Mayberry Days and going to these concerts with the Doug Dillard Band and seeing them perform and seeing Maggie be a part of that. It's just so special. And this year I did something a little different on my Facebook page and Twitter. So if you were following me on either one, you were able to see some back behind the scenes type shots. Some of them were from the backstage, and some of them were looking and just things that you might not see as you guys go. So because I'm backstage all the time, and I don't get to see what you see. So I know I enjoy looking at the pictures that you guys take. And so it's fun, I thought, to be able to show you guys kind of what I actually see. And Ginger Boatwright was there this year. She hadn't been in several years. She performs with Doug Dillard, and she brought her quilt that she's made and used it as a backdrop for the Dillard's concert. And it's made out of Mayberry t-shirts, and it's got a lot of the cast members have signed it. And that was really special. And David Browning got out there and sang with them. Barney did. And then later that same day, this is all on Friday. This is just Friday. It starts early in the morning. There's two Dillard's concerts. There's one, a matinee, and then an evening. And then later that evening, about 9:30, the VW Boys performed on stage at the theater. And Leroy McNeese got on stage with them and played. So that was a very special treat. And if you were there, you got to really enjoy that as well. Then we had the next day, Saturday. Of course, you had the big parade, huge parade. Boy, the parade lasted forever, those lines of just parade people. And then we had the Colonel Tim's matinee performance. And there's some pictures I had on Facebook that were during the rehearsal with David Browning and Maggie Peterson rehearsing and practicing some of the things that they were going to do. So I hope you got to see those. Those are just special times and that, folks, I just don't know if you get to see. Now, we had some new impersonators this year. We had one in particular that we really enjoyed being around. We had Warren. The guy's name is Mark. I hope I'm not going to say it. It's Pute. P-U-E-T-T-E. Pute. And he joined us as Warren. Of course, we had, you know, Mayor Pike as Eric Lowry. And we just have all kinds of wonderful impersonators there at Mayberry Days. Now, we have the impersonators you'll see on stage a lot, like David Browning as Mayberry Deputy Barney. You see me as Floyd. Ken Junkin as Otis. You see Tim Pettigrew as Goober Pyle. And some of these guys we've done interviews with here on the podcast. So if you'd like to go and listen to them and hear a little bit about them, you can. But we also have some really neat other people there. We had a little boy there this year, and his name was Walker Fife is what he went by. He was dressed up as Barney Fife, and he was having a good time. And we have a fellow, he's there almost every year, Leon. He dresses up like Rafe Hollister. And we also had a couple other Barneys, a guy named Barney Woods. He's a nice guy. He's from over around Fort Payne, Alabama, and he comes up to Mayberry Days. He's really, really good guy. He does Barney. And there's another Barney that was down at Mayberry on Main, and he's a barber. He's actually a barber, but he was dressed up like Barney, and he was entertaining the crowds down there. Folks, talking to David Browning, we were talking about that this weekend. People were saying, oh, you know, you're a better Barney, or he's a better Barney. And David is saying, no, look, everybody has their own talents. There's no competition. We're not trying to compete with one another. This is all about Mayberry. And we have the Mayberry, hopefully, spirit about this. And all these guys have talents, and there are people that love them and love what they do. And as long as you're loving that and enjoying it, then, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want you guys to have a good time as impersonators, as tribute artists is what we call ourselves, the tribute artists. We want you guys to have a great time and be entertained and bring a little bit of that Mayberry spirit to your life, you know, just so that just for a few minutes you're standing there and you're actually talking to Barney or you're talking to Goober or Otis or Floyd, whoever you're talking to, just for a couple of minutes you're like, yeah, this is fun. And hopefully that's what's coming across, because it's, you know, there's a lot of different people doing these characters, and as long as they've got that spirit of Mayberry, they're there to entertain, they're there to bring to life their favorite character from the Andy Griffith Show, perhaps. That's what we really want. So we had a big event, Saturday, as I said, we had the Colonel Tim's matinee show. Then we had that followed up by the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nurtures Club annual meeting. Well, this year, we had a couple of awards, and Tim Pettigrew won one, the Mayberry Friendship Award, I believe. And Tammy Sullivan and the Sullivan family, really, the Sullivans, for those that don't know, Jamie Sullivan, Opie, has grown up now, and he's not doing Opie with us as a tribute artist anymore because he's headed off to college. So, but that family has done so much, and we gave them the Jim Schwanke Memorial Award. So Jim Schwanke, that's just for a person who, or in this case, a family who've just really had that Mayberry spirit, that just love people and do things for others and just try their best to just bring that spirit of Mayberry to everybody around them. And so Tammy was a winner this year, or I should say the Sullivan family, Tammy and the whole family, and Jamie, all of them have done so much for Mayberry that they received that award. And then Tim Pettigrew received the Mayberry Friendship Award. And Tim Pettigrew is our Goober impersonator, so if you saw him. We had all kinds of great things going on over the weekend. Alma Venable, who runs the Mayberry Motor Inn, her family, her grandchildren, and some of their friends dressed up like the Darling family and performed with her as Aunt Bee, and on stage, and that was just wonderful fun. Of course, then at Colonel Tim's we had Betty Lynn, we had just all the cast members were there. So anyway, I know I'm rambling and just going on. Let me let you hear from some of the people that actually attended. Let me read some stuff from you. This one's from Chuck Talley, and Chuck wrote in to say, "We just returned from our trip to Mayberry Days. It was a great celebration of the show and the past 50 years on TV. Everything was just great for a real fan of Mayberry. The dinner and entertainment at the country club, that was for the golf thing. The mayor's proclamation ceremony, the shopping, which I don't do, so I didn't mention. The shopping, the Dillard's, the VW boys, the parade, the museum, Floyd's, the snappy lunch, Mrs. Wiley's tea party, Colonel Tim's talent show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even the weather was good. There was so much to see and do that it really kept us hopping all day long. Of course, the main events were the stars who traveled the long distances to be with us at Mayberry Days. They looked like they were really enjoying themselves, and they were more than gracious in giving autographs and talking with everyone. Barney, Floyd, Howard, etc. truly added to the great flavor and realistic characterizations to almost every event. There were a lot more people there than usual, than in normal years, which was great to see. I've been to about 14 Mayberry celebrations, and this one ranks up there with the best. My wife, who has only gone to a couple of them and tolerates my Mayberry hobby, even commented that it gave her a better appreciation for why I like the show and Mayberry Day so much. Now that's saying something, is what he said. I have no idea what Surrey Arts Council can do to top this year's celebration, but I look forward to next year to find out. What a great trip, the Golly Wobbler. This is from Chuck Talley. Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for writing. We go on here with Mayberry Days. Another one from Dewey Lamb. Dewey Lamb is, he says, "Hi, devotees of all things Mayberry. Mayberry Days was, as usual, a blast. 9 members of our Shakedown, Shakedown chapter." Shakedown, Shakedown. "Attended the festivities. My entering the trivia contest was tantamount to making a $2 entry fee contribution. The contest this year was filled with insufferable questions. You know they had to be tough when Dennis Bill and Pat Billings missed a few." Whew, he says, "The celebrity actors and actresses and tribute artists were, as always, on top of their game, never too busy for an autograph or posing for a picture. Class acts, to say the least. Me, my wife, and another chapter member got to help with the biting contest, and that was quite an experience. Some came away with whipped cream beards, and others, but everyone had a great time. All the shopkeepers, vendors were very hospitable. The Surrey Arts Council and the Town Chamber of Commerce did a great job making all visitors feel right at home. I enjoyed the parade as much as any facet of Mayberry Days. Thanks to the Barney chapter from Greensboro, North Carolina, as they are always a big part of the parade being a great success each year. Creative and talented group they are. Thanks." And he goes on to congratulate the Sullivan family for winning an award. Let's see, the award was for an individual or a family who epitomizes the true Mayberry qualities. "And she always works tirelessly to help promote and ensure Mayberry Days is a fun experience for everyone." And he goes on to say, "Kudos to the Mount Airy Police Department. Old Barn would have been proud." Anyway, Dewey, hey, thanks. That's another great one. I'm going to read one more just so you get a feel. I had a whole lot of these, but I just thought I would go into it real quick. It says, "Hey, Mayberry friends and family." This is from Larry in Lincoln. What a weekend at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. The original cast members, tribute artists, shows, parades are all so great. My granddaughter won a prize in the children's trivia contest. Congratulations, Larry. But the adults contest was humbling. I answered 2 correctly and was proud of that. Colonel Tim's Talentine Saturday night was super. I laughed and cried and then I laughed until I cried. I'm making plans for next year, Larry and Lincoln. Well, folks, if you haven't been, I encourage you to go. And if you want to go, you've got a year to get ready, but you need to get your tickets now. Because they will sell out, and they are taking ticket orders. And if you go to MayberryDays.org, I'll have a link in the show notes. You can go ahead and order tickets. They have tickets already for sale for next year for these Mayberry events. And believe me, they sell out. The Andy Griffith Playhouse only holds, 250 or 300 people. It's not very big. And it sells out very quick. And we do two shows of each thing. Colonel Tim's, two of those, and two Dillard's concerts. Still, they sell out. So I definitely encourage you to go. Now, let me read you just a couple of the trivia questions because they were incredibly humbling, as they said. Let me see. Let me just start. I'm going to go over here to number 11. This is one of the easier ones. This was one of the easy ones. What is the cost of a marriage license at the Mayberry County Clerk's Office? What is the cost of a marriage license at the Mayberry County Clerk's Office? Now, everybody out there that's jumping up and down and waving your hands, hey, good. This was one of the easy ones. I still didn't get it. It's $3, by the way. $3, and it's on episode 185. All right, so here's another one. Where did Goober take art classes? Where did Goober take art classes? And the answer is in Bible school. That's on episode 175. Folks, I could go through these. They are incredibly, incredibly hard. Okay, here's one. This is number 16. Obie gets a job at Crawford's Drugstore. Now, this is a color episode in Mayberry. Obie gets a job at Crawford's Drugstore in Mayberry as a soda jerk. A customer gives Obie a 10-cent tip. Name this customer. What was her name? Folks, there's 22 questions, and none of them are easy. As a matter of fact, this last question, nobody even got. I'll go ahead and tell you the answer to that one, the one we just did. It was Mrs. Briggs, and that's on episode 239. The last question, number 22, there's 22 questions. Nobody got this one because it's incredibly hard. Nobody got it, but that's the only one that nobody even tried. Here's what the question is. According to the headline in the newspaper that Barney is reading when he's diversifying his investments, there's no word for what term in Denmark. According to the headline in the newspaper that Barney is reading from when he is diversifying his investments, there is no word for what term in Denmark. Now, the only way you could have gotten this, my understanding is to actually be watching that episode, freeze the frame while Barney is looking at that newspaper, and you can actually read the headline. And what it actually says, there's no term in Denmark for PR, public relations. That's on episode 19. Folks, the questions are incredibly hard. Now, there's 22 of these questions. The winner, Dennis Beal from Knoxville, Tennessee, he got 18 of the 22. The second place person got 15 of the 22. And that was Pat Billings, or Bullins. Pat Bullins. Sorry, Pat. She's won this thing six times, by the way. And Dennis has won it last two or three times. Three times, I believe. Maybe more. I'm sure he'll tell me. Anyway, he is the king of Mayberry trivia. He won it on John Boy and Billy. But, anyway, they got 18 of 22, 15 of 22, and then third place had 12 of 22, and the fourth person, third runner-up, and make them sound better, not fourth place, got 8. Now, a lot of people are complaining, saying, oh, you got to make it easier, it's too hard. But you can't make it easier. Oh, man, I've talked way too long. Folks, Mayberry Days is a great time. We got a very long episode. I got to shut up and quit talking. Didn't realize I was going this long. It's 20 minutes in, 24 minutes. So I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415, and I won't talk so long. Drop me a message at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can just drop by one of the web pages, and you can do it that way. Folks, I'm going to get us out of here, so You guys have a great week. We'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.